suppose the ultimate message is that for hundreds of millions of years, the Earth's natural systems have been really good at replenishing themselves. If you like, nature's the ultimate recycler. But we're at a stage where human activities have brought us pretty much to the edge of an ecological credit crunch. In other words, we're using too much too fast. If you look at fish or forests that we're cutting down or the energy that we use, we are interrupting nature's own systems that have been in balance. They can't restore themselves, and that's why we're at the point where we're looking at some quite dramatic declines in our basic indexes, which look at, for example, wildlife.
Well, give us some idea of what the world might look like in 25 years' time if we carry on as we are.
Well, I mean, we're working towards, over that kind of timescale, a situation where we would need something like a couple of planets, two planet Earths, for the whole global population to consume on the same trajectory, if you like. I mean, there's already been, over the last 35 years, something like a 30% decline in our wildlife index. So we look at some 1,700 different species around the world. We look at the populations of all those species. And that gives us an overall picture of something like a third in reduction in the populations of those species. And that's varies quite dramatically. So if you look at the temperate areas like Western Europe, it's fairly stable because we changed most of our land to agricultural land before 1970. But the really fast declines are in the tropics, and it's almost impossible to imagine continuing on these rates of decline over the next 25 years. They've halved in the tropics, the wildlife index, over the last 35 years. We can't go on cutting at that rate.
Can disaster be averted?
Yes, very much so. What we're saying is this report's a wake-up call. So we've seen the credit crunch in financial markets apparently come out of nowhere. What we've got in looking at the ecology is we've got a very clear set of signals that we are living beyond our means, that we're not allowing nature to replenish itself and to use up our waste in the way that it has done in the past. So if you like, we've caught it just in time. If we act now, if we look, for example, at energy, I mean, next year is going to be absolutely crucial in reaching a new global deal on climate change. It's only if we're able to cut global carbon emissions by something like 80% by 2050 are we going to avert catastrophe. But yes, there's absolutely time to do it.
And closer to home, Britain has the 15th biggest ecological footprint of
all
the countries in the world.
Yes, exactly that. So that's per capita. So if you look at what each of us is consuming, we're already at a state where if everyone in the world used up resources at the same rate that we do, we'd need something like 2.5 planets to support us. Obviously, we've only got the one. What's quite interesting about these footprint indicators is that they show where we consume from as well. So if you look at those wildlife losses there in the tropics, that's very much down to things like cutting down forests in order to grow the food that we need, for example, palm oil and soya and beef. Those are responsible for massive forest clearances, and that's what ends up on our plate or in the other things that we use. So it's the point of the report is actually to look at some links between the kind of things that we're consuming here and those dramatic declines in biodiversity in other countries, and we need to find ways of breaking that link.